Stop where you are!
Felicity stands poised on a rock, her bow drawn back, one eye squinting on the arrow that she aims in a sweeping arc, taking in the whole of the room. The poppy warriors caw at her. Her mouth curves into a hateful smile, a mimic of the bow's string.
Put the bow down now, poppet.
Felicity trains the arrow on Asriel.
No!
His grin vanishes.
I'm going to eat you alive.
I don't bloody think so,
she says through tears. With a great caw, he charges for her. Felicity's arrow flies hard and fast, piercing Asriel's neck just above the protection of his chainmail. His eyes widen as he sinks to his knees and falls to the dusty floor, dead. There is a moment of stunned silence, followed by pandemonium. The poppy warriors shriek in anger and grief. There is no time to lose. This way! I shout, running for the tunnel the amulet has shown me. Felicity and Anne are on my heels, but so are the poppy warriors. We hadn't the chance to grab a torch. The tunnel is dark as pitch as we barrel through it, bumping into one another, feeling the rats tickle over our feet, hearing one another's desperate gasps and ragged breathing. And just behind us, there is the hideous cawing of those shape-shifting knights.
Where is it? Felicity cries. Where is the way out?
It is still too dark to see my hand.
I don't know. Gemma!
Anne yelps. They are in the tunnel with us. I can hear them closing fast.
Keep moving!
I shout. The tunnel takes a sharp turn. Suddenly I see it up ahead, an opening, and beyond that the grey haze of fog. With an urgent burst of speed, we rush out into the thick air, breathing in deep gulps. We're on the shore.
There's the boat!
Felicity screams. It's sitting where we left it. Anne scrambles in and picks up the oars as Felicity and I push the boat away from the shore, wading into the murky water as we do. With effort, we climb in. The birds come in a great black swarm of screeching. Anne and I paddle against the current while Felicity takes aim against those terrible winged things. I close my eyes and row for all I am worth, hearing the sound of that awful cawing and Felicity's arrows slicing the air. Something bumps the boat.
What was that?
Anne asks. I don't know, I say, opening my eyes. I look around but see nothing.
Keep rowing,
Felicity instructs, letting fly. Birds fall from the sky. They change into men and sink below the water.
They're going back,
Felicity screams.
They're leaving.
We give a cheer. Anne's oar is yanked from her hand. The boat is bumped so hard that we shake upon the water.
What's happening?
Anne says, terrified. With a great push, the rowboat goes over and we are pitched into the murky moat. I come up, sputtering, wiping the water from my eyes with my fingers.
Felicity! Anne!
I shout. There is no answer. I call out louder.
Felicity!
Here! She pops up, sputtering beside me. Where is Anne?
Anne!
I scream her name again.
Anne!
Her blue hair ribbon floats upon the water, abandoned. Anne is gone, and all we see is the oily sheen of the water nymphs.
Anne!
We scream until we're hoarse. Felicity dives under, comes up again.
They've got her.
Wet and shaking, we stumble onto dry land. In the distance, the hollow windows of the cathedral wink at me. The magical glamour cast off, it has reverted to its true self, a grand ruin. I put my head on my knees, coughing. Felicity's crying.
Fee,
I say, putting my hand on her back.
We're going to find her, I promise.
It won't be like Pippa.
He shouldn't have said those things to me,
she says in great hiccuping cries.
He shouldn't have said them.
It takes me a moment to realise that she is talking about Asriel and what happened in the catacombs. I think of her standing on that rock, piercing our tormentor with her arrow. You mustn't be sorry for what you did. She looks into my face, her sobs subsiding to a cold, tearless fury. She hoists the nearly empty quiver onto her shoulder.
I'm not.
The walk back to the garden is long and hard. Soon I recognise the jungle growth of the place where we met the girls from the factory fire. We're close, I say. I can hear the factory girls talking. Where are we going? One of the girls asks.
With Bessie's friends. They know a place where we can be whole again, the other answers.
I pull Felicity down. We're crouched low behind a large fern. Now I see them. The three girls in white, the ones from my vision. They're leading the girls away from this spot in the jungle toward a direction we haven't yet been. They will lead you astray with false promises. Nell was right. Whoever these girls once were, they are dark spirits now, in league with Circe.
Where are they going? Felicity whispers.
The Winterlands, I fear, I say.
Should we stop them? Felicity asks.
I shake my head. We have to let them go. We have to save Anne, if possible.
Felicity nods. It seems a terrible choice, but it is made, and so we watch them go, some of them holding hands, some singing, all on their way to certain doom.